country goat. tree goat.
Hey, bud. It's Brian. Just a quick comment. Best video game ever that came from a movie? Possibly one of the best video games ever. Little game called Goldeneye. Don't act like you don't know it. It's all about boys. Alright, I'm out. Dope cheese.
Here we go!
Yeah.
Hey, what's up?
Goldeneye, huh? I forgot about that one.
Why did you forget about that game?
Well, I really don't associate it with the movie.
Yeah, it has very little to do with the movie.
Yeah.
The characters are the same, but...
And I've played this solo play of it, but for the most part, I've been playing multiplayer with that game.
Yeah, it is a multiplayer madness.
Right.
Multiplayer madness.
Yeah. We had some good times with that game.
We did. Me, you, Brian, and Mike had some crazy... Sometimes Kevin.
Ryan. Didn't Ryan play with us?
Ryan would join in. And Chuck D.
Right.
Chuck D. Rocker.
Mm-hmm.
Brian's brother.
Yeah.
Speaking of Brian...
Right.
Got his response card back. He's coming to the wedding.
Nice.
Moonbase wedding. Brian's got his spacesuit.
Nice.
He's coming.
Cool.
Jana's not coming, though.
She can't make it?
She hates the moon.
Oh.
There are people out there who hate the moon. You know what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
Moon haters?
Moon haters, yep.
There's a big coalition of moon haters. Big lobby, too.
Yeah?
Big lobby.
What is a caucus?
I don't know, why don't you ask your mother?
Is that what it's called? A caucus?
No. I think it's a caucus.
Caucus.
I think you just want an excuse to say a dirty word.
What is it?
It's where a bunch of people get around,
caucus.
Whip out their junk, and whoever's got the biggest one gets to run for president.
Oh, caucus.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah.
So, Hillary. Today's Friday.
What?
Yeah, we're not doing this on Saturday. I got shit to do.
What are you doing?
On Saturday. I don't even know.
You
driving 3 hours.
Oh, driving 3 hours.
In the morning.
Where are you going? To New Jersey?
I think Massachusetts.
I don't even know where you're going.
I don't even know.
What are you guys going on a little party?
Yeah.
With the girl? Friend?
No.
Solo mission?
Yeah, it's a solo mission.
Look out. This guy is solo play.
No multiplayer on this one.
It's like he's
all solo.
Is Han solo?
Han solo. Yeah. So that's why we're doing it on Friday. Today. Doing the show.
We're also doing it because there's some major baby news going
today's
on.
Today's baby day.
It is baby day, you're right.
So many people have babies today.
I think it's the first time ever that more than one person had a baby.
I think you're
day.
Right about that.
Mm-hmm.
Mark your calendars.
Check it out. June 8th, 2007. Right. Multiple babies.
Whoa. Babies. Jamie. My friend. Your friend. Everyone's friend. Jamie.
Everyone's friend.
Yeah. Had a baby today.
No.
Callista. That's the baby's name.
And how do you say her last name again?
I don't know. Abdulis?
No. She's got a new last name.
No, remember? She's keeping Abdulis.
What?
Yeah.
That's not what you told me.
And,
it's like K something.
Yeah.
K-Fed. I think it's right, Jamie K-Fed.
Jamie K-Fed. Callista K-Fed. 9 pounds, that baby.
What?
9 pounds.
That is a big baby.
How big is a human head?
She can be like 6 pounds, I think, according to that little faggot in Jerry Maguire.
Joe, don't use the F word.
Sorry. According to that little...
Faggot
in Jerry Maguire.
I
didn't say fuck. Yeah. Don't give a fuck.
Oh, you just did. Twice. Yeah. 9 pounds.
That's a girl.
It's a girl.
Did Jamie want... No, she wanted boys, didn't she?
I don't know.
I remember that was her grand plan back in the day.
Yeah. Boys.
Boys.
Maybe next one. Be a boy.
Also, my cousin, Colleen, had a baby.
What?
A boy. She had
Callista?
A boy. It's Callista 2. I think they named her.
K-Fed.
It's K-Fed. Yeah. They named it K-Fed, Joe's cousin, Colleen.
Wow.
That's his whole name.
Whoa.
I don't really. they called in both babies. Let's hear
what?
It.
Hi, Ben. Hi, Joe. This is Callista 2. And this is Callista K-Fed 1. And we're calling in because we're already huge fans of the show. We are. I came out of the vagina and I was a huge fan. Of the vagina or the show? Both. What? Both.
What's a vagina?
I don't know.
What is a baby?
I know. I just came out of it. I know that. So I'm a baby.
Are you a baby?
Yep.
Me too.
Don't cheese, motherfuckers.
Don't cheese.
So hang out with wolves.
You hang out with wolves?
I'm sorry. I'm on the phone.
Wait, no, you're a wolf man?
Yeah. I'll call you back. Bye.
What a bunch of awesome babies that came into the world today on baby day.
Well, I think, like there are other baby days. Just today was a special baby day.
Does that mean today's shorter and smaller?
Yeah. Yeah. Because unlike every baby day, the President of the United States has a baby.
Mmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're right.
He has a baby for dinner.
Oh, boy.
He eats babies. And
how does he kill the baby?
With his hands.
Bare hands?
Yes.
You think that would be hard to do?
To kill something with your bare hands? Anything?
Anything. Like a cat or a baby.
Oh, you definitely need, like, a cold, cold heart.
Is that what's going to stop you? It's the heart?
Yeah.
It's crazy stuff, you sick bastard.
I don't think I could do something like that. I don't think I can kill anything. Have you ever killed anything?
Bug.
Yeah, I killed bugs before.
I don't like killing bugs. I try not to do it
anymore.
Yeah,
me either.
I'm all like, hey.
It's a bug.
I don't want to kill you. You're going to have to get out of the house.
Yeah. Did you hear the news?
Mm-hmm.
About Hardcore Steve?
Who is what?
This guy named Hardcore Steve. He's actually called the show a bunch of times, and I haven't played the voicemail.
You told me that you wanted to play some voicemails today.
Right, Hardcore Steve.
Here it comes.
Hardcore Steve.
Does he have problems?
Hardcore Steve does have problems. Listen to another one.
Alright.
Hey man, it's Hardcore Steve again. I got problems. Hey man, it's Hardcore Steve again. These problems hurt. Don't cheese. Man, yeah, Hardcore Steve. I'm Steve. Banjo, it's like team. It's Hardcore Steve, I got problems and I'm gonna be on Fox News tonight. See ya, don't cheese.
Dude's hardcore.
He is. He's got, he had that, though, what is it called? Cancer? You know, like, what, those things that you put over your throat?
Like that famous guy now who's had 2 commercials for not smoking?
Yeah.
Life will never be the same. I can't eat tacos anymore.
You can't eat tacos anymore?
He can't eat tacos.
Whoa, can he eat anything else?
He can eat anything else but tacos.
Oh, that's a hard life.
He really likes tacos.
I'd probably die. Whoa, I'd rather be dead.
Don't smoke.
If I couldn't eat tacos, I am not smoking. Mm. I was thinking about taking it up like this week.
Really?
Forget that.
Well, it's a good thing.
You can't eat tacos?
No.
Whoa.
For all you kids out there.
Whoa.
You think smoking is cool? No tacos.
Just think about the tacos. Taco Bell is probably really against smoking.
Yes, there is not a Taco Bell on earth that you can smoke at. Mm. They're like, yo.
Take that shit outside.
Right. And then if you don't, they beat the shit out of you.
Whoa.
Here's a representative from Taco Bell. Tell
what, us they
about
called?
It. They called.
You don't fucking smoke, bitch.
Kid Icarus is a dope game.
I don't know. You told me to download that. Hey, you got some Wii points? Go download Kid Icarus. Cool, I'll play it. First level, it's kind of hard. Second level, this is really hard. Third level, I cannot beat. Ooh. I didn't even get up to the eggplants. I heard there's eggplants in this game.
There are killer eggplants in this game. Eggplant can't, curse, dude.
I can't get up to
what it. Other game can you get put into an eggplant curse? None.
It's so hard.
It's a good game.
It's hard.
So is Kirby.
Should I get Kirby or should I get Bonk? Bonk's a good
start. I get Bonk because you don't have any TurboGrafx-16 games.
Right.
And maybe it's cool.
Maybe. Which one? I'll go and check out a review on both of them.
I would do that first.
Yeah.
But you know what? Bonk?
Yeah.
He just can't live up to Mario.
No. No.
He can't even live up to Sonic.
Whoa.
And I don't like Sonic.
Whoa. Hey.
I think Sonic is an asshole.
Sonic is okay.
He's just a hedgehog on crack.
I'd say more creative. I'd go with Bonk.
Caveman, yeah, probably.
Caveman
probably.
With a big head could hit things.
I mean, come on.
I never thought of that. No. I thought of a lot of Sonic things. Before Sonic was around, I was like, hey, look, I got this cool idea for this video game. It's called Panic, and it's about a hedgehog that can move really fast. Did not go over too well when I pitched it to Pega.
Pega went out of business because of your pitching. Yes.
Yeah, I pitched them tons of games. I was like, hey, how about, okay, it's a game called Panic, and then he's got this guy named Pails and Puggles.
Oh, yeah?
But, nope.
Did you want to make a shittier game called Peckle the Dolphin? Yes. You know what that's like?
What?
It's like when I went to motherfucking Vegas 10 years ago.
Oh.
You know who got me?
Yeah, Tony Panza.
He's not the boss.
He claims he is, though.
He thinks he is.
That's crazy.
He does do a pretty good show, though.
He does. He puts on an extravaganza.
There's some fireworks.
Yep.
He wears a tuxedo. I mean, how many people in Vegas wear a tuxedo?
Not very many. Not very many. I think he's the only one, isn't he?
I think there's a law about that.
What?
I think there's a law about this. You know what I hate when people tell you something is by law?
No,
I don't. And they don't know what they're talking about.
What do you mean? Like, give me an example.
Like, I don't, you should go up, way to shut me up.
I don't understand.
Whatever, you don't understand.
By law, you cannot do this?
Mm-hmm, but they're, like, making it up.
Who does this? The cops?
I call these people police officers.
I know a really weird law that you can't perform a window puppet show in New York City. Seriously.
You also can't give a blowjob. That's the law. In New York State.
Yeah, really?
Yeah, sodomy is illegal in the state. Mm. That's butt sex.
That's everything that besides is, regular sex. That's weird.
Yeah, you know who's screwed?
Who?
Your mom.
Oh, good one.
Because she is a dirty, dirty whore.
Your mom. I can't really say that because we're at your house. I feel weird.
She would come in and slap you.
Yeah.
My mom's a big, fat black lady, so.
What?
She'd probably roll me like, then I'm going to smack you upside the head. Like Big Mama's House 1 and 2.
I heard they're making a third one.
Finally.
Martin Lawrence called.
Let's play it. Trilogy's complete.
Yes.
Hey, Ben. Hey, Joe. This is Martin Lawrence.
Martin.
I'm here to tell you about my new movie. It's called Big Mama's House 3. Look out the way, bitch. The name.
I'm pretty sure that's the last time Martin Lawrence is calling in.
Yeah.
You okay?
Yeah. Whoa.
He has some fun, that guy.
He does. Do you remember his show?
What was the name of it?
Martin. Yeah, isn't that weird? Like, what if, like, Tim Allen had a show? It would be called Home Improvement. It wouldn't be called Tim.
Yeah, but think about it. Tony Danza. Not Tony Panza.
Right.
Tony Danza.
Who's the boss?
Yeah, but his name was Tony in the show.
Yeah, but his show wasn't named Tony.
According to Jim?
But he did have a Tony Danza show.
Oh, you're right, he did.
Yeah. Who else has shows like Phil Donahue, Oprah? Right.
Yeah, but those are talk shows. Those don't count.
Right. Well, then I guess Tony.
There are shows that are named. I think Ellen's show, wasn't it Ellen?
Yeah.
The Ellen. Not her show now, but right. Her. Yeah, I think that was called Ellen. Hmm. There's a couple out there. I'm sure the good people who listen to our show will write in and tell us all these things.
Right, sure.
You know who has his own show?
Who?
Jeff Goldblum.
Hey, Ben. Hey, Joe. Jeff Goldblum. Listen, got a new show coming up. It's called Jeff Goldblum Show. Awesome. It's all about drafts. Alright, well, I gotta go because it's a really important show I'm working on. It's the one where we kick William H. Macy in the balls. But then we find out he's just got a vagina. Alright, dope cheese.
Ben. Joe. It's a hotness. I just heard that phone call or that message, whatever. What an idiot. I do not have a vagina. I have a penis and two testicles. Jeff Goldblum's the one with the cunt. Dope cheese!
You know, we've been doing shows for almost, a year and a half now?
Yeah, I think so.
It took this war for the C-bomb to be dropped.
Right. That's crazy.
Hope you're happy, Jeff Goldblum and William H. Macy.
What?
It's baby day, and you're talking about... Oh, well, that makes sense.
Yeah.
Never mind. So, are you getting any wee points from Wendy's?
I don't understand this, man. I've had at least 50 Frosty Floats.
A day?
Probably a day. And no points.
Hmm.
No points for
me.
Well. No wheeze.
See, the other night.
No games. No nothing. It says, sorry, thanks for playing.
Hmm. Well, the other night, you got one.
Mm-hmm.
Erica got one.
Yeah.
I chose not to get one. I said, I'm going to have a regular chocolate Frosty. The best kind. Look, I'm making fun of my own friends. I'm supposed to be imitating someone else when I do that voice. But I said, I'm going to get a regular chocolate Frosty. And Erica said, I'm going to get a vanilla Frosty in the soda.
It's awesome.
Yeah, it's all right.
It's good.
Erica punched in her number.
Yeah, nothing.
She didn't win. You punched in your number?
I punched in fucking three numbers last night.
Just three?
Three.
You lost.
How? How'd you win?
I went online, and I saw the official rules.
Frosty Float.
Frostyfloats.com.
Yeah, no, not S, because that's another website. It's just Frosty Float.
Frostyfloat.com.
Right.
Website's dope cheese, first of all.
Yeah, you get to move around your cup and put in the soda and then the ice cream.
Mm-hmm. I made
a only website you can do that in. Sorry.
I dare someone to find another website like that. I just dare you.
All right, so continue. How'd you win?
Official rule says no purchase necessary. So I said, hey, I didn't purchase one. That's pretty necessary.
I thought that meant like, oh, if I find a cup on the ground and I didn't buy this, then I could just enter this number in.
No.
What? Then what?
That means I could play online without ever purchasing a Frosty Float.
Okay.
Okay? Similar to, remember back in the day, you didn't have to purchase anything, you just had to send a 3x5 postcard with your name and address on it?
Yeah.
Same thing. Only instead of a name and address on a postcard, now we live in the new internet age. Right. I just punched in my name, my address.
Okay.
I hit, continue. My favorite time to have Wendy's is lunchtime.
Okay.
That's it. Congratulations, Joe. You won 2,000 Wii points.
I still don't understand.
I jumped up and went wild.
Did you put the cup under the soda and then the ice cream?
I didn't have to do that shit.
What?
They said, you know what? You've had a long enough day. You don't have to put the cup under the soda and then the ice cream.
I do that every single time I have to put in a fucking number. What? I don't get it.
Go to the official rules. It's on the bottom of the webpage. Look, I'm telling all these people out here so they can win. Go to the official rules. You can play 5 times a day if you want to. That would cost you about $10 and change in Frosty Floats.
Oh my god.
2,000 Wii points. Joe, North Baldwin. Check out the New York map. I won.
That's awesome.
I won. I'm going to buy myself.
What games you getting?
I think I'm going to get Ninja Gaiden.
Yeah, I heard that's good.
I'm going to get that.
I remember playing that back in the day.
Maybe Paper Mario, because I got Super Paper Mario. Great game. I recommend it. If you have
the NES version?
No, the 64 version.
They have the 64 version?
It's coming out. It's in the Nintendo Power. It's not out yet. So I recommend if you don't have that, get
I'm thinking about Diddy Kong. I love Diddy Kong.
Racing?
No.
Diddy Kong.
Donkey Kong Country, and then...
Game is...
Oh, don't even say it. You love those games. You're always like, come over to my house, bring your controller, we're going to play. And playing what? Diddy Kong? Oh, you like that game, don't you?
Mm. The only part I like is when he turns his hat backwards, puts on some shades, and pulls out a boombox.
And does a monkey rap. Awesome. And then when Dixie plays the guitar with her hair. Speaking of guitar playing, I just got Guitar Hero 2 for the PlayStation 2. My hands hurt. I only played like 5 songs. Hurts.
What song is your favorite song to play in there?
I really didn't get very far. I played Danzig's Mother. You remember that song? Mother. That song?
Yeah.
Yeah. I played that, and I played
Is that the one with...
Cheap Trick song.
Is that the one with Smoke on the Water, or is that number one?
I don't know. I really haven't... You can only unlock certain things.
Oh,
so.
I was playing with Donald. He had them all unlocked, because he's crazy.
Kid is crazy. I got practice.
You gotta get out there and practice.
Yeah. But it's good. I like it. It's fun.
It's coming to the Wii, I heard. Mm-hmm. Number 3.
Guitar Hero 3.
You told me it's in the 80s?
80s? No, they actually have another 80s version
that
you can buy.
I don't want the 80s. Mm. Stupid.
I heard Rage Against the Machines in the second one.
What?
Yeah. I want to get up to that.
That's gonna be hard to play.
Yeah.
Because they're against machines.
Hmm.
They like TX. They corrupt systems.
Yeah. Any other news you gotta say?
I have no movie news.
No movie.
Except for,
I have movie news.
What?
Did you ever see this movie, They Live, with Rowdy Piper?
I have seen parts of it.
Holy shit, Joe. That movie's fucking awesome. I saw parts of it when I was little and was scared.
Well, I mean, it is Rowdy Piper. It's pretty intense.
It's awesome.
Does he wear a kilt?
No.
Hmm.
But it's the line, the chew bubblegum line. You know,
yeah.
I've come here to chew bubblegum and kick ass and I'm all out of bubblegum.
Mm. I like the way Duke Nukem says it.
Yeah, that's true. After playing that, downloaded Duke Nukem. I got Duke Nukem on my computer.
How many times have you downloaded Duke Nukem?
A lot. I love that game.
I think every computer you've had, you've had Duke Nukem on.
Yeah. Duke Nukem's a great game.
It's pretty cool. Wait. We had a whole Dookie day. Yeah. Duke Nukem is a great game.
Yeah.
On 64. Because I could use a controller.
You could use a controller now! You got a controller!
What up, Mitch?
Well, you can't play Netplay on it, which kind of sucks. Mm.
But it doesn't matter. You'd kick my ass anyway.
It's an awesome game. Awesome. Love it. Hey, you ever hear of Juiced?
Yeah, I have heard of Juiced. I got it on my desktop right now.
If you guys got an up-to-date PC or an up-to-date Mac and you want an invite to Juiced, I'll hook you up. It's cool. It's internet.
How many invites can you do?
Like a 900 billion.
Whoa.
Yeah.
That is a lot.
900 billion.
That is a lot. I'm always looking for a subscription site where I can do like 900 billion invites.
Well, I got that. If you guys want it, it's cool.
I already sent one to Donnelly.
Okay, cool.
He's got it.
Just email us at iHeartSnacks.
We are so stupid.
@gmail.com, and we'll send you an invite because it's awesome. It's like watching cool TV on your computer. It's got Viacom signed up, so a lot of MTV stuff, VH1.
You like all that MTV shit.
The reality shows are funny. My new favorite show?
What?
Rob and Big.
Oh, stop.
Are you kidding?
I'm not kidding.
That show is awesome. Mini horses.
Your mom's a mini horse.
No, she's not.
With hours.
Mini horses. It's awesome.
Get,
show.
Get.
Seriously.
Get.
Have you watched Heroes yet?
The NBC Heroes?
Yeah.
No.
I'm downloading season one.
I'll have to check it out. Yeah. I heard it's alright.
Yeah. I heard it's really good, actually. Better than Lost, people are saying.
Stop it. It's not better than Lost.
People are saying it.
Lost is awesome.
You like, just, do people on Lost have superpowers? No.
Yeah, hello.
Who's got superpowers? Who gets you lightning out of their
number
eyes?
Number one, Wolf.
Wolf fly.
Hurley can totally fly. You know it.
No, he can't.
You know that episode's coming. Where he's going to go, pachoo!
Can't fly.
Locke, hello?
Can't fly.
The guy with one eye, he's got powers. Desmond?
Not dying gives him a power. It's a curse.
Whatever.
Did
you watch that season finale? Now I can tell you the ending. Because everybody should have watched Lost by now.
Yeah, I watched it.
Jack has a vagina. That's how it ends.
Oof.
They find out he's got a vagina.
I saw that part. Kind of gross.
Crazy.
Kind of gross.
Crazy.
So
you're downloading season one?
Yeah, of Heroes.
I started watching the
and
first
all this
episode.
Andy Kaufman stuff. I found I'm from Hollywood. Remember that?
Yeah, that was good.
Yeah. You know he's buried in Elmont?
I didn't know that. You want to go visit?
Yeah, I'm going to.
Go to a seance. Maybe we'll bring him back from the zombie dance. What am I talking about?
He's actually not dead. I got some insider info.
Insider info.
Tony Clifton visited me.
Tony Clifton?
Yep. Anything else we got to talk about?
Well, we have to give our number out because we didn't do it in the beginning of the show.
718.
304.
78.
5-6.
6.
Guys, call us.
Please.
Brian shouldn't be the only voicemail we get this week.
We got tons of voicemails. What are you talking about?
You're right. That's what I'm saying. Brian shouldn't be the only voicemail, and he wasn't. We got tons.
Right.
I mean,
keep it up, people.
We didn't have a lot of time to talk this week because there's so many voicemails.
Yeah, it's true.
This is your show.
Mine? I thought it was both of ours.
I'm talking to the fans.
Oh. That's our show. We're the hosts. Stop lying to people. Get your own show.
I heard you have a new show.
Yeah, Inside Ben's Head at WordPress.
Inside Ben's Head.
It's cool. Cool. I'll put a link
up. Check it out. There's a link on our blogspot.
There is?
Yeah.
Are you going to do that?
Well, there's a backwards. Shut it. I can do that. You try to give me passwords and it don't work. I know all your passwords anyway, so.
InsideBensHead.wordpress.com if I don't get to put it
check
up
out
there.
Our MySpace page. And there's a cool link. There's a cool picture of it sent from Edwin. I think Edwin.
Right. Edwin made that cool thing. Edwin, I believe, lives in Elmont.
Does he know Andy Kaufman?
Does he live in Elmont? I don't remember.
Well, wherever he lives, right. Check out this show.
It's cool.
It's very cool.
Cool.
It's
got a lot of Kile songs. If you don't know who Kile is, it's Kyle from Naughty Karate. New shows. Check them out.
NK is back. You know, I think that's...
NK is back with vengeance.
They're back, Jack.
Yeah.
Are they jacked up?
They are.
Damn, I didn't use my new favorite expression.
Jacked up?
Jacked up on Mountain Dew.
All
speaking
right.
Of which, check out my picture.
What?
My picture.
Your picture?
Of me being jacked up in kindergarten.
Oh, right. It's on my PSP. All right. That's the end of the show. Right?
Yeah. I guess so.
You got anything to plug?
Well,
your butthole.
Dope cheese.
Dope cheese.